Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday and hope your week is going really well so far. I hope you enjoyed the two-part teaching on Saturday and Sunday and it gave you some more clarity around manifesting and what alignment and taking the next steps. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. First, I wanted to talk to you about our soul gathering, which is tomorrow night at 8:30 Irish time, which is Wednesday. This is just for all of you members of It's Time For Me, where we come together each month and look at the different things we've been talking about for that particular month. Obviously, today it's all about aligning and manifesting. But I'm going to be doing a beautiful thing with you. So you've heard of a vision board, which is all about placing your desires and your dreams on a vision board and hanging it up in your house. And now we're going to do an evidence board. So an evidence board is about really lining up with all of the reasons why those things that you desire can come to fruition. So it's about tapping into who you are, what you are, and also tapping into previous things that you have created in your life as a reminder of just how powerful and strong you are. So for those of you who are attending who'd like to do this, and we'll do this at the end of the class, we'll probably spend about half an hour doing it. What I would invite you to do is if you have a few magazines with different pictures in it, we'll go through that because we'll actually be making it. So pictures that might represent your strength, your love, the joy that's within you, like aspects of your personality. So the evidence board is showing you why you're capable of all of these things. You want to have pictures that are around that. And also if you have anything you've achieved before, so it might have been a new job that you got, you might have an old contract, you might have, you know, something that you created in terms of a relationship, a child, financially, a feeling that you had, something that you achieved around that, whatever it is, maybe spiritually, you know, you've done healing modalities, you've, you know, achieved something in that area. So bring any evidence you have of that in terms of pictures and we're going to create a board. Now, they do say it'd be nice to have an actual board, but if you don't have one, what I generally do, and I'm looking at my own vision board now, not my evidence board, is I just have three A4 pieces of paper and I've sellotaped them together to make a big sheet of paper. So anything like that, but bring some markers, some colouring pencils, and a few magazines if you can, or even, and those things, even photo of yourself, like, in a, you know, some time that was like really happy in your life of where you'd achieved lots of things and you want to remind yourself of yourself at that point. I do believe that we are moving forward, though, so we're not moving backwards. It's not moving back to that time. It's just a reminder of your strength. And so we are going to do that tomorrow, as well as looking at our soul journals and doing a meditation as well. So it'll be a beautiful class. It'll be about an hour and a half to 2 hours long at 8:30 to about 10:30. So if you'd like to join, please let me know. Coming back to today's teaching, what I would like you to look at is around your thoughts today. Now, we've done a little bit over the last couple of months around this, but really when I got you to think at the weekend about what kind of comes to mind around your limitations in terms of manifesting, and I was asking you to give yourself proper reasons why these things can happen, which is why I want to do the evidence board tomorrow night. But what I want you to think about today is what limiting beliefs are there, and I'd like you to start questioning them. Okay, so for example, it could be, I don't feel I'm capable enough of this. I don't think I'm valuable enough. I don't think I'm worthy enough. And I want you to start to challenge those thoughts. Or it can be, I'm just too afraid. That'll never happen for me. I'm not lucky enough. I'm not good enough. You know, that's not meant for me. And what I'd like you to do is, if you have time, but we will do a bit more of this at the class tomorrow, is to look at that thought and challenge it. Ask yourself, is that thought true? Ask yourself where the thought came from. And then I want you to offer all the reasons to yourself that that thought is not true. And this will line up lovely with the evidence board that we're doing tomorrow. But really start to challenge the thoughts, because limiting thoughts are just that. They're limiting. But also a thought is just a thought and can be changed. But to be able to do that, sometimes we have to go into a logical place in ourselves to really offer ourselves the reason that these things are not true, and that can help us to progress out of it. So just a small little thing for you to try and do today if you can, or over the next week, and I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow.